The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number three. Ian and Mark are in Orlando, so while the cats are away, the mice will play. And the mice tonight are me, Daryl.
And me, Ellen, kicking as always.
The lovely Ellen.
Oh, thank you.
Lovely as always. I know earlier you said you had a face for radio, but I think you misunderstood what that statement actually meant.
No, I actually know what it means, but I still think that my face belongs behind a microphone. And, you know, if anybody wants to see my face, they can always look at the chat room or the webcam. Or, you know, I'm sure there's many other ways which you can find my face, but right for now, it's going to be behind this microphone in the studio.
Yeah, so the webcam is there at cam.freetalklive.com. And if you were listening at the tail end of last hour, we had a caller who called in to mention Roku. And the Liberty Radio Network was recently added to Roku. And I haven't looked in a few days, but with very little promotion of the fact that LRN is on Roku, we were already up over 1,200 subscribers.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, so if you have a Roku device, then you can find LRN on there. Just go to roku.lrn.fm. That's R-O-K-U. .lrn.fm.
And it's great that you're widening the scope of the show, too.
Ian is interested in getting his own Roku because he found out that, what, you mean there's a bunch of channels I can get on this Roku that I can't get on free-to-air satellite? I can pick up Russia Today and some of these other news outlets from overseas.
It is very convenient.
So there's a lot of stuff that's available on there, and there's a lot of channels that are what they call private channels, meaning that you have to have some secret code to be able to find the channel.
What?
So, there's a bunch of stuff that's available on Roku. So if you have it, you can listen to LRN. You don't get to see the cam feed, but you do get to hear the show and hear all of the programming from LRN.
Traitors.
No, the audio only, it's a much more reliable feed than the cam is. That and the cam's only on when there's a show in this studio, which is pretty much once a night.
Is all the cam are the cam feeds recorded and stored the same as the audio?
This show, Free Talk Live, the video feed is stored on YouTube.
Ah.
But only when the show is live in studio. So the show tomorrow night, which would be Saturday and Sunday, those shows will not be on YouTube because they're not being done in studio. Mark and Ian are doing those live from Coins in the Kingdom, which I'll tell you about in just a little bit. But Ellen, you have something interesting, and it's something that's been discussed on Free Talk Live before, and that is transhumanism and the morality of artificial intelligence?
Yes.
Tell me more.
I always feel kind of funny about this because every time I'm on Free Talk Live, I feel like I'm the one that brings up artificial intelligence, and it kind of makes me seem like a nerd, but I don't really care. So I'm going to jump into this article. This is on HuffingtonPost.com, and let's see, this was posted just yesterday, actually.
So let me ask this question before you dig into the article. Are you one of the people that you want artificial intelligence so that you can then welcome your new robot overlords?
I do not want an overlord. I actually agree with the
author.
But
it's a robot overlord. So.
Okay, well, I want to get into this article because the author, Zoltan Istvan, actually...
Is a robot?
Well, he wrote this article very well, and he has a unique perspective, which I actually find myself agreeing with more than any perspective that I've found beforehand.
But is he a robot?
We will get into that, actually.
Okay.
I recently gave a speech at the Artificial Intelligence and the Singularity Conference in Oakland, California.
So before we get into the article, you've already said a word that a lot of people probably don't understand. What is the singularity?
So the singularity is referring to a point in time where the artificial intelligence of computers and machinery reaches and exceeds that of humans. And that's just in sheer capability of memorizing and understanding and drawing context clues and putting things together, things like that. It's kind of hard to define intelligence. But basically, that's what the singularity means, just when machinery becomes as or more intelligent than humans.
Okay.
So there was a great lineup of speakers, including AI experts Peter Voss and Monica Anderson, New York University professor Gary Marcus, sci-fi writer Nicole Salek Anderson, and futurist Scott Jackish. All of us are interested in how the creation of artificial intelligence will impact the world. My speech topic was, the morality of an artificial intelligence will be different from our human morality. Recently, entrepreneur Elon Musk made major news when he warned on Twitter that AI could potentially be more dangerous than nukes. A few days later, a journalist explained to me to his statement, and I answered, or a journalist asked me to respond to his statement, and I answered, the coming of artificial intelligence will likely be the most significant event in the history of the human species. Of course, it can go badly, as Elon Musk warned recently. However, it can just as well catapult our species to new and unimaginable transhumanist heights. Within a few months of the launch of artificial intelligence, expect nearly every science and technology book to be completely rewritten with new ideas. Better and far more complex ideas.
Books written by our new robot overlords, because they'll then have control of the nukes, because the nukes are all attached to computers.
Well, that's a particularly narrow way of looking at it. I don't think that machines would want to necessarily kill humans, especially since humans are the ones that built the machines. Of course, the machines will then be able to design and build themselves in the future once they reach this point. But even so, I think that they probably have more important things to do than to use something that is fairly destructive, such as a nuclear bomb, that's also very wasteful.
Okay, and humans have a lot of more important, productive things to do than use nuclear bombs, but we know that they've been used on civilians.
But humans are held back by emotion, and also, humans are not the best at engineering. Like, yes, we've created such great and wonderful things as computers and nuclear bombs, but that doesn't mean that they're not Stone Age in comparison to what these computers in the future might be designing once we reach and exceed the singularity point. Anyway, the article goes on to say, expect a new era of learning and advanced life for our species. The key, of course, is not to let artificial intelligence run wild and out of sight, but to already be cyborgs and part machine ourselves so that we can plug right into wherever it leads. Then, no matter what happens, we're along for the ride. After all, we don't want to miss the singularity. And this is what I was talking about, where just so that humans are not completely blown over by machines in the future, we could, you know, make ourselves into, you know, cyborgs, basically. Like, we could replace parts of our body that are failing with machines. We already do things like that.
People can already do that.
Like pacemakers, artificial organs. This is already happening. We just have to kind of accept it as a culture and start building on this. Like, what if you could build something into your brain that advanced it in a certain way? Like, maybe your neuron synapses were more efficient by like 15%. That would be amazing, right? Everybody could be an Einstein then.
I don't see that as necessarily a good thing. Because a bunch of intelligent people do really horrible, evil things.
I guess intelligence doesn't necessarily include morality. But
right.
If you are intelligent in many ways and not just in one specific way. Like, you could be completely, like, totally intelligent as far as, like, calculus goes, but maybe you're not as intelligent as far as philosophy goes, and you end up designing some terrible weapon and then killing millions of people with it. That could happen.
It seems as though, and you can correct me if I'm wrong in the next segment, but it seems as though you and the author of this article want basically...
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, well, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth. For 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-453. 450-3733. That is the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line. Oh, yeah, and we have Skype. So if you have Skype on your computer or on even on your cell phone, if you call us using Skype, you generally sound much better. Now, when I say generally sound much better, that means as long as you're not doing a lot of uploading or downloading and assuming that you're not on like some dial-up internet connection, you're going to sound better on Skype. That Skype username is lrn.fm. In studio tonight is Daryl.
And Ellen.
And Ellen, you've been telling us about the morality of artificial intelligence. And the point that I was trying to make towards the end of the last segment is that it sounds as though, especially with the author of this article saying that, well, before the singularity happens, we need to make sure that we're cyborgs. It sounds as though he really wants, like, evil genius robot overlords. Or at least he's acknowledging the fact that there might be evil genius robot overlords that build nukes and kill people.
See, and that's an idea that many people have, so I understand why, you know, you would say something like that. But really, because what he's advocating, when a scientist or somebody who comes at artificial intelligence and the singularity from a very scientific perspective, when they view a situation like this, they don't see, you know, like evil genius overlord controlling everything. What they see is how this can benefit humanity and how you can turn it
right
into positive.
If we just have the right overlord, then everything will be wonderful, because the problem with humans, and you had mentioned this, is the whole concept of emotions and feelings and the idea of ethics.
Right, and perhaps
ethics
in the future,
and feelings and emotions are not things that can be, you know, evaluated in an objective, experimental, scientific setting.
Just in the fact that every person is different, perhaps, and you can never really tell what an individual person relates to one specific emotion, but people do feel similar emotions, and there is an objective way to combine emotion and morality, and perhaps for a robot, this might not be possible, but when we reach the singularity, I'm just going to assume that since these machines are just as intelligent as humans, they will probably have a consciousness and feelings, or perhaps just, you know, like shades of certain perspective that are similar to humans, although they would be more rational. And I think that maybe in the future, humans are going to engineer themselves in a way that is more reasonable and more logical, more fitting to reality, and humans will then create their own reality.
Let's talk about that a little bit more, but first we have Pete calling in from Long Beach, California, wants to talk about the difference between violence and confiscation. Pete, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I want to talk about the, you know, I know you're saying they take more and more rights away, but when are we going to stop complaining about it? And when are we going to just start, you know, shooting? When are we going to start saying, you know, either in masses of people, we're either going to, you know, lock and load, or we're going to do what Martin Luther King did with millions of people in March and say, we're not going to stop marching until, you know, until you back down and give, and, you know, either a huge chunk of us is going to get to the streets and march and say, we will overcome and no king but King Jesus, or as many of us as asked to,
well, are you going to do that? Are you going to ask a bunch of people, are you going to go in front of a bunch of people and say, give up your everyday lives and stand purely on principle until this is over or you die?
Well, it's either that or the government's going to say, you need to give up your everyday lives and what left the freedom you have, and you need to go by our rules or else we're going to kill you or put you in a prison slave camp. So what's your first thing? You know, do it voluntarily for what's right, or do it being coerced even further for what's wrong, because you were too cowardly to stand up and say no to something that every walk of life can say no.
Right. Well, the Free State Project is kind of an endeavor in that direction already.
But how is How is New Hampshire by itself going to fix something that's beyond political? It's a moral crisis.
There's no way that you can gather everybody of the same mindset together all in one place because they're all spread out. And how are you going to find out who agrees with you ideologically? And how are you going to ask them to give up their everyday life just so that they can basically sacrifice everything for a standard that they have? What's that?
Our founding fathers were a very small percent. But with Jesus Christ being the leader of the whole thing, that's why it happened. Because Jesus, they said, we don't want any other king but King Jesus. You know, and that's arguable
whether or not they actually said that, because there's actually, you know, a lot of evidence pointing towards the fact that a lot of the founding fathers were actually deists and not Christians.
That's a damnable lie from hell.
But the question that you asked at the beginning of your call was, will people either start shooting or commit acts of civil disobedience? My question to you is, which one of those two do you actually advocate?
I advocate, there's a time and a place for everything. If it comes to the point when they want to push the envelope even further and disarm us and want to say, okay, if you don't like it, we're taking you to FEMA, that's when you need to shoot to kill. Because if you don't, they're going to. But unless they keep pushing it further and further and further with more Obamacare-style things to see how much more rights they can take, there's a little bit of time left for that. But I think the catalyst that's going to blow things over is the dollar tanking, supposedly. We need to stop looking at sports and being addicted to junk, and we need to say no more. And look at my generation. I'm 26, okay? My generation's been sold down the river by hundreds and hundreds of years of people that were cowardly and doggish and apathetic, and they didn't care. Now we have to.
And that's a good piece of advice, but when it comes down to it, like when you're pulled over for speeding, are you going to pay the ticket? Or are you going to say, no, I don't comply with this officer, and then try and speed off? Like, what would you personally do,
you don't speed
and why?
Off either. At this point, you either fight in court or you sign without prejudice, UCC 1/308 or VC, or under threat of slavery, you do that, and you cream them with UCC code right now. But there's going to come a point where they say, you need to do what we're forcing you to do, or we're going to put you in prison, and just like that. So there's going to come a point when people are like, I'm going to kill you. And that's where it's coming. When we know for sure that we don't have any rights and we're completely totalitarian.
How many people out there in Long Beach, California, are there that think similarly to you?
A lot. But see, they don't come out and they don't have the balls to come out and say, no, this is not happening. You know?
Yes. And there are people moving to New Hampshire to be surrounded by others that are saying, we've had enough, and they're working towards that smaller
government. Not in a violent way.
Not in a violent way. Stay tuned to Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123. $43.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line. And, of course, there is also Skype. You can Skype into LRN.FM. And in studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Alan.
Ian and Mark are down in Florida for the Coins in the Kingdom event there in Disney. It's a Bitcoin party at the Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando, Florida. If you are in the Orlando area, head on out to the Wyndham Lake Buena Vista in downtown Disney for Saturday, October the 4th, which is tomorrow, all the way through Monday, October the 6th. Tickets for the Coins in the Kingdom event are only $60. Hotel rooms are $99. And if you have children, if they're under the age of 12, they are free. And fun is mandatory because, after all, private party, private contract, they can make things mandatory, and fun is mandatory. Go celebrate the magic internet money at the Magic Kingdom, coinsinthekingdom.com. So, Ellen, you have been telling us about the morality of artificial intelligence and how we're somehow going to wind up giving computers a consciousness to where they can make ethical decisions, and that they're not going to decide to build nuclear weapons?
I haven't jumped that far yet. I'm not making assumptions here. I'm just saying that eventually, someday, and I'm not the only person. There's hundreds and thousands of people that agree with this.
Okay,
and
there's hundreds and thousands. It's an inevitability.
It is completely inevitable, the way that computer technology is advancing now, that eventually machines will have the same capacity for storing information as humans do.
I think it's an assumption to say that machines will be more intelligent than humans.
I don't think that's...
Just as much as I would say that it was an assumption by Al Gore in the 90s to say that the polar ice caps would have melted by the year, like, 2013, to say that, as they were telling me when I was in middle school in the 80s, that global cooling was going to cause a new ice age.
Can I just tell you why I think that
makes my 18th birthday? I think that everything based on future hypotheticals, it's assumptions.
That's true, and you can't really tell exactly where the future is going to end up, but let me tell you why that makes me smile a little bit that you say that, because the human brain is...
scientists were all proven wrong.
No, well, actually...
it was scientists that
were
writing books.
Cars were science fiction at one point. Nuclear submarines were science fiction. The nuclear bomb itself, going to space, telephones... computers, all of this was science fiction at one point. And right now, artificial intelligence is still science fiction, but in the future it's going to be real. And this is why, because the human brain is essentially...
Okay, so hold on.
No,
the
human brain is essentially made up of millions of neurons, which are basically just little cells that can store bits of information. And how does a computer work? It has computer chips. Which store little bits of information.
Right. So let me ask this question. Back in the 80s, scientists were saying that a new ice age was coming.
Predicting the climate is different than predicting the development of technology.
It was the polar ice caps are going to melt. So which is it? The polar ice caps are going to take over the world, or the polar ice caps are going away? Both of those were assumptions by scientists.
That's not something that humans directly design, though. Computers and machinery are. So, if I can get back to this article, though.
Certainly.
By Zoltan Istvan.
Who may or may not be a computer.
Right, we don't really know that.
We haven't figured that out yet.
Naturally, as a transhumanist, I strive to be an optimist. For me, the deeper philosophical question is whether human ethics can be translated in a meaningful way into machine intelligence ethics.
And I say no.
Does artificial intelligence relativism exist? And if so, is it more clear than comparing apples and oranges? I'm a big fan of the human ego, and our species has no shortage of it. However, our anthropomorphic tendencies often go way too far and hinder us from grasping some obvious truths and realities. And I think here he's pointing out just the shortcomings of humans and, all the reasons that lead to wars and silly disputes.
Okay, and there are some humans that say that there is no such thing as an obvious truth, that there's no way to compare an apple to an orange because you don't know that what you're seeing that is being told to you as an apple, you don't know if that's actually an apple. That might actually be a weird red chihuahua that somebody is telling you is an apple.
Not if you're a scientist.
You can never know.
Not if you're a scientist and you pare it down to genes and DNA and you're looking at the individual cells. Then you can tell.
There are even people that say that all of that is just subjective.
Right. Well, those people are wrong. And they don't have any truth. You know, you can't say you can prove nothing. And how is that supposed to be proven true if you can prove nothing? That's just a logical fallacy.
They're not saying you can prove nothing. They're saying you can't prove anything.
Right. Well, I'm just saying their argument is totally impotent because if you can't prove anything, then you can't even prove that statement.
That's as far as it goes. Therefore, it's a factual statement because you can't prove it.
Nope. I don't think so. I think you can prove that that's wrong by proving even one thing.
But the people that are...
And if you're claiming
subjectivist
that nothing is... Wait.
Instead of objectivist, they would say that no amount of evidence is proof of anything.
Well, the proof that you're even saying something says that you exist, or that your consciousness exists, at least. and therefore you exist, and therefore something exists, and therefore anything that you perceive that may be part of your reality also exists.
Can you prove, Ellen, can you prove that we are not all just characters in the dream of some supernatural being?
No, I can't prove that, but...
Okay, then. So you can't prove anything.
That's not true. I mean, just because...
From a subjective standpoint.
It's very, 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 very unlikely, but I can't prove that we're not. I can't prove a negative. That's a logical fallacy as well.
Continue with the article.
The common consensus is that AI experts will aim to program concepts of humanity, love, and mammalian instincts into an artificial intelligence so it won't destroy us in some future human extinction rampage. The thinking is, if the thing is like us, why would it try to do anything to harm us? And personally, I'm hoping that this thing is more logical to think that it could have an advantage, you know, keeping us around.
I can answer this question. His rationale is, quote, if the thing is like us, why would it try to do anything to harm us? Humans, regardless of what country they live in, are very similar to every other human on the planet, but some humans wish to do other humans harm.
Well, that's
so to claim that
that's
if
not
we
rationality make, though. I mean, like the whole reason for violence is because people disagree, and obviously, like if somebody's disagreeing, there's a right side and a wrong side, and somebody's wrong, and it's usually the person who wants to aggress against
or,
the other.
As I've often seen, it's different interpretations of what is true.
Right.
It's not that one person's wrong and the other person's right. It's both people are equally right and equally wrong. They're just looking at the problem from two different areas.
And two very narrow-minded areas.
They refuse to see the other person's point of view. So to claim that... You know, if
so I don't think it's mammalian instinct that needs to be had here. I think it's just a very broad, open mind and an understanding of many different perspectives.
Exactly. So I want to find out more about this artificial intelligence and how this guy thinks that, you know, if you make robots like people, they won't act like people when we come back.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Still time for you, your thoughts, your calls. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line. And there's also Skype. You can Skype in to username lrn.fm. And you do have to send a contact request first. That way we can send a chat message to you to find out exactly what it is that you want to talk about when you Skype. And again, caller or the toll-free call-in line is 855-450-FREE. And Ellen, you're telling us about how robots apparently will maybe not actually being our overlords when they get smarter than us, and they definitely won't kill people because of some mammalian instinct that does not prevent other mammals from killing one another.
See, I think people have it wrong here, and they generalize when they say things like mammalian instinct. That
right,
is not...
because dolphins are mammals, and dolphins rape each other, and they have been known to do horrible things to other animals. Humans are mammals, and they do horrible things to one another.
Right. Every species has something that they do to their own species that's pretty terrible. Unless you're a sloth, then you really can't do anything. But I don't think it's the mammalian instinct.
Moss will grow on you if you're a sloth.
Yeah, I'm sure. They move slow enough. I believe it. But the thinking is not, it's not about mammalian instincts. It's not about nursing. It's not about, like, being motherly and coddling. It's more so about understanding and, understanding somebody else's perspective and respecting their right to exist. And you can kind of compare it to how humans view other animals, like dogs or cows or deer. You know, anything that's a lower life form, as we tend to think of it. And, you know, we're still merciful. I mean, there's plenty of people who advocate for human or for animal rights and, you know, for the coexistence. I think it does benefit everyone. I think it's a wise decision. And I think the artificial intelligence in the future will kind of look on us the same way that we look on lower life forms.
So I just had this thought, And I know it's been discussed on the show in the past about the whole idea of sex robots being created. And here's my question is, in the future, if, you know, these sex robots wind up getting artificial intelligence to where they're as intelligent as people,
then they won't just be sex robots anymore.
Then, well, would it then be prostitution to have sex with a sex robot for money?
Well, maybe, but I think you're missing the bigger picture, which is that if sex robots eventually grow a consciousness, then would it be, you know, morally right to, you know, have something like a prostitute around, where this thing's got feelings. This thing has a brain of its own. This thing could be out living its life and being an engineer somewhere, but instead,
maybe
it's
it wasn't
stuck in your
programmed
room.
To be an engineer. Maybe it was only programmed to be a sex robot.
Well, then how could it gain further intelligence?
How does any machine gain further intelligence
when
it's
being
programmed
redesigned
to do a certain job? Like, the welding robot in the GM factory isn't all of a sudden going to be a barber robot. Like, that's not how things happen. But this is a call-in show, and we've got Tony in Butte, Montana, that wants to talk about transhumanist and transhumanism. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going?
Good. What's
good,
on your
good.
Mind?
Well, you know, I just think that we're talking about artificial intelligence and robots with feelings. It just seems that, you know, there's got to be a human overlooking those feelings and stuff imparted into these robotic beings. And, you know, you hear of the super elite and the super rich going to be immortal through, you know, new technologies. And
well, eventually it won't just be restricted to the rich. It'll be for everyone.
I think once we have this artificial intelligence of sorts, though, isn't the human race kind of going to be a thing of the past? You know, I mean, it seems right now that the elite are cultivating a society where they only need a certain population. They only need, you know, certain amounts of people to control, you know, and this new artificial intelligence, these, you know, robots writing books and this and that. It just seems, you know, I mean, how dumb are we? Are we going to let the super rich and super elite and people just take us over? And, you know, I mean, there's more to being a human than, you know, just being controlled. And I see a lot of control in this artificial intelligence, you know, just the human rights.
Well, artificial intelligence is... it depends on the individual, but I don't think the purpose of creating something like this is to control other people. It's to have more control over yourself and to control how long you live, the quality of your life, what you can accomplish, that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, it just seems this new way we're heading, it seems like our days are coming really close to, you know, not being perpetuated forever through new medical sciences. You know, you got Ebola and this and that they were telling us wasn't even going to be airborne and it wasn't going to be in the U.S. and we didn't have nothing to worry about. And, you know, you're seeing that pop up all the time and stuff like that. I don't mean to get off subject here, but it seems like the people that want to create artificial intelligence are relying on our lack of intelligence to, you know, kind of bring that forward of, you know, look at how neat and handy this is. And I think it's going to be our ultimate demise, you know.
Well, I think that if we're not, you know, if there are individuals who are not, you know, up to speed on it, then maybe they'll be left behind. But as long as you're intelligent and diligent in your own life, then you'll, you know, keep up with the artificial intelligence. You'll probably, you know what steps to take in order to not be totally taken over by it. You know, it's not like when the internet came out, there was millions of people that ended up dying because of it, or, you know, people who were becoming enslaved by it. It set people free. It enriched people's lives.
True, but when the internet first came out, I do remember hearing news stories about people that were addicted to the internet and that the internet was controlling their lives.
Right, and you hear about people being addicted to their cell phones and their smartphones now. It's the same thing. Of course, there's fear. There's generalized, widespread fear about every new technology, but that's just missing the point of it.
Tony, anything else?
You know, I just want to say one thing. I've been a type 1 diabetic since 1991. And in 1991, they were talking about, they were working on a cure. They were just right at the door of it. You know, they had the pork islets, and they were going to be able to fix the human pancreas. Okay. Now, since then, it seems like, where did that idea go? You know, and with all this, you know, you can get a pacemaker, you can artificial this and that, what have you. And I haven't seen a robotic pancreas yet. No, that would be pretty intelligent. I could say that.
Yeah,
so.
There's a lot of medical advances that could be had out of technology. I just don't know if they have the funding for it.
Well, if they've got funding to, you know, make bombs and kill people, they can find funding to make a robotic pancreas. Tony, thanks for the call. Ellen, we've only got about a minute and a half left. Can you go over the three rules of transhumanism real quick, or the three laws?
Yes. As far as I see, they're pretty much the same as Isaac Asimov's three laws of robotics. A transhumanist must safeguard one's own existence above all else.
Okay.
A transhumanist must strive to achieve omnipotence as expediently as possible, so long as one's actions do not conflict with the first law.
Omnipotence means total knowledge, correct?
Yes, as expediently as possible, so long as you do not impede on your own existence. And a transhumanist must safeguard value in the universe so long as one's actions do not conflict with the first and second laws. And I think maybe he needs to define value a little bit more, but he does make a reference earlier in the article, which is something I wanted to reference just before the end of the segment, just so that people get a better understanding.
Yeah, certainly. Hit that real quick.
But is it even possible to program such concepts into a machine? I tend to agree with Howard Roark in Ayn Rand's The Fountainhead when he says, "What can be done with one substance must never be done with another. No two materials are alike." In short, getting artificial intelligence to think is not the same as getting the gray matter we all carry around to think. It's a different material with a very different composition and purpose, and our values and ideals will likely not work very well for it. So we need to define value more clearly in the future.
Certainly, and the transhumanist law says nothing about a transhumanist killing someone else's existence.
Defend value.
Listen to Free Talk Live tomorrow. Ian and Mark are live in Orlando, online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.